And many people goes to church. And they get in that church, and that church don't believe in that. And then they put their interpretation on, they pass it on to a bunch of folks. Next thing you know, you got an epidemic. It's all through the church. It's contaminated with it. And they're against God. And they're calling God the devil. How they're ignorant, they don't know it. But you ought to crave, desire, and want the Holy Spirit more than you want anything else. He's the one Jesus said, and God promised. Jesus said, I'm going to send you another comforter who will live in you and teach you everything. And you, and when you have him in you, you'll know when somebody's teaching by the Holy Spirit. Or whether they're just putting on a show. You know, you got people out there, they know how to put it on. But it's not how you feel, it's what the word said. Jane Brown had that crowd feeling good. Hello, Michael Jackson did a pretty good job too. But what were they saying? Amen. What were they saying? They wasn't teaching. They wasn't telling you about walking in love, walking in light. They would encourage you to get in the night. Do I need to say any more? Because we will later on, but not tonight. That's what it all set up for. To get you away from the word, get you in the dark. Amen. Hello? I say, hello? How we doing? Amen. Boy, this time, I don't know what happened to it. I guess my watch is speed up. But I want to say this in closing. The way to become spiritual, and we should be spiritual, we got to obey and do what the words say. Can I bring you another one? Since we own this, can we talk about another one? All right, I'm going to do it. When we come in the church, like on Sunday morning, We're going to change some things. Because do you want people to get saved? Do you want people to get healed? Do you want people to get delivered? Do you want to see family come together? Don't we have a huge breakdown in the family, in the home, wouldn't you say? Don't we have too many broken homes, broken marriage, and broken children? And we have too many people come in this church. I can't talk about the other church. Come in this church and they leave like they can. How do we affect it? How? You mean God can't do anything about it? You know what we do? We can't even take a break. But we're going to. But we're going to teach you to do it. We do just a little bit of it, but we ought to be here an hour before time praying in the Holy Ghost, setting the tone. So when people come in that's not saved, people come in with problems, don't know what to do, bound, need delivered, but we out there talking, laughing, giggling, standing around outside, doing all that stuff. That's why we don't see the power. Unless we change, it's going to keep on going just like that. And we've been doing it for years and we ain't seen no change because we haven't done anything about it. But we're going to. We're going to become spiritual. Where the power, where the Holy Ghost can move. You know why the Holy Ghost don't move anymore? Because we don't give him permission. We don't give him a right to. He never forces his way in on anybody. He never forces his way into it. He always invites. When you open the door, he'll come in, he'll begin. And we got to become, we got to forget about all that stuff out there and let it go. So we're here focusing on because somebody needs to be saved. Somebody needs an answer from God. Somebody needs to be healed. Something, and you're not going to get it laughing, talking about, joking around about all the stuff that go on. All, leave that out there. I mean, hey, you can laugh about that, but give God some time. When you pray like that, can't you understand? That's why the enemy have tried to keep you in the dark, and because that's the way you create the power for the Spirit of God to move. You did not, Jude said, praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself up on your most holy faith, how praying in the Holy Ghost. If you don't pray in the Holy Ghost, don't you know you ain't building yourself up? I mean, that's what the Word said. And then he said, when we stand, when you do pray in the Spirit, he said, you're edifying yourself. Hello? What are you doing? You're creating an atmosphere. You're setting the tone. You're creating the atmosphere. So the gifts of the Holy Spirit can do what he wants to do. So people can receive, because the devil will be sitting on people's shoulders. Sometimes they have them fastened around the head, around the waist, and all anywhere he can hang on. And that's what we're talking. We're talking about light. You shine the light, and you'll see that rascal. All right. Good evening. We'll come back for round two. We're going to cut off tonight. I'm going to let you go eat some turkey. Build your muscles up, because we're coming with some more. Amen. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? Did I make that simple enough, or do I need to? Anyway, I'm going to. Till we get it. It is very important. And then I'll tell you what's on the heels of that when I get to that part. There's some things that the Lord have instructed me to do some things. And so, Usher, go ahead. Praise God. And my number is 448-0049. Y'all know what that means. When you get through cooking, don't call me until you get finished. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.